Hello again. Good day to you. Welcome to another video here on the Bernie Miklas channel on YouTube. Thank you, as always, for your support. Please subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe. Tell your family to subscribe. Everybody subscribe. And don't forget to hit the like button. It does help me. And I appreciate all of your comments. I was on my smartphone very late last night, answering a bunch of your comments or responding to them. And I appreciate it very much. Seriously, thank you. I don't know what to say about the Cardinals. I want to revisit what to me is the biggest story of the St. Louis Cardinals season. And I think by now it's pretty obvious what that is. The fans are staying away. They are sending a message to owner Bill DeWitt Jr. and the rest of the baseball operation. I kind of feel bad for the people at the Cardinals organization who do not work in baseball, because these crowds that are thinner and thinner and thinner and just more noticeable in a glaring way, I mean, an embarrassing way, you know, that's not good for people that have nothing to do with how the baseball team plays. You know, the vendors, the people that work there, the businesses around Busch Stadium. It's just a bad deal for everybody. And the thing that bugs me the most, I think it's really sad that St. Louis baseball has come to this. They set a new record for lowest attendance every night, home attendance at Busch Stadium, the new Busch Stadium. They did it again last night. But last night, I'm talking about Tuesday night. Monday night, there were, from my sources, there were probably like 14, maybe 15,000 people actually in the ballpark that used their tickets. And last night was even worse. I received estimates of, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12,000 people were actually there. And if you saw photos or you watching the game, I mean, I actually never thought I would see the day, given how great and successful and popular the Cardinals were. I never thought that I would see the day in a non-pandemic season where a baseball night in St. Louis is a ghost town. But understand, my sympathy goes to the people that have nothing to do with the baseball product. They're sort of getting caught in the jam here and in a way that affects them. I just want to, I just believe strongly in that stuff. I respect anybody who works for a living, works hard for a living, and understand that that kind of income is vital. The thing that makes me sad, let me get back on track here. The thing that makes me sad is like, this didn't have to happen. This could have been prevented. It's just mind-boggling to me that an ownership group led by Bill DeWitt Jr., who came in here before the 1996 season and turned this franchise upside down, turned it all around, made all kinds of impact moves, completely motivated the fan base. They made changes to the old Busch Stadium to make it look more baseball-like, old-fashioned-like. They put a lot of money into the stadium. They put a lot of money in the payroll. They brought in players. You know, if you go back to 96, first of all, this is the first year Bill DeWitt, and this is relevant. They not only, you know, Walt Jocketty not only hires Tony La Russa, and Bill DeWitt said, yeah, go get him, and we'll pay whatever it takes. And so La Russa left Oakland. But, you know, he brought in a great coaching staff, and, you know, led by Dave Duncan, the pitching coach, who's going to be a Cardinals Hall of Famer officially next month when he's inducted, as he should be. But I'm thinking back to that 96 season, you know, and they won a division title, La Russa's first year. But no wonder why. This isn't like a full accounting. And I'm not looking at the camera. I'm looking over here because I don't want to remember any, you know, forget any names. Before that 96 season, after DeWitt took over, they brought in no particular order, whether it was a trade or a free agency, right? They brought in Andy Benes, Ron Gant, Royce Clayton, Gary Gaetti. They brought Willie McGee back, and he was a good player in 1996. Tom Meyer, Dennis Eckersley, Rick Honeycutt, all of these guys really helped the Cardinals in 1996. And then you had McGuire. They made the trade for McGuire late in 97. And listen, I know they didn't go to the playoffs in 98 and 99. They had some pitching injuries, Alan Bennis in particular. They had a lot of problems that had nothing to do with their offense. And, yeah, the team itself was a disappointing. But I like the way people now want to pretend they didn't love every minute of the McGuire 1998 70 home run campaign and 65 the next year. I love all the people that have now found religion on that, right? And because, oh, no, I knew at the time, you know. Oh, no, no, I didn't want any part of that. Okay, if you say so. Anyway, that was wildly entertaining. It was a spectacle. It did not lead to winning baseball, playoff baseball, but you saw something that up until then was just almost unheard of. And that McGuire-Sosa race in 98 was marvelous entertainment, despite what people want to claim now. It carries a taint now, but that I'm talking about in real time back then. That was a spectacular show and great entertainment for St. Louis baseball fans and Major League Baseball fans. But anyway, and then the stars kept coming, more trades, more signings, and I can't even name them all. So don't get mad at me if I don't mention one of your favorites. But, you know, Jim Edmonds came in, you know, Scott Rolen, Edgar Renteria, Chris Carpenter, Larry Walker, on and on and on and on, Lance Berkman, on and on and on and on. Again, that is just a very partial listing. These are great, great players who did – Jason Isringhausen, there's another one. Great players who made an incredible contribution to winning and winning for a long time. And I was researching this morning, you know, the year before Bill DeWitt purchased the franchise. And again, I'm talking about the 1995 season. And I know that season was not a full season because they still had to settle the labor thing going into 95. And so they missed a few games at the start, but that's neither here nor there. I don't even know why I'm babbling about it. The year before Bill DeWitt took over, there were 28 major league franchises, and the Cardinals, the 1995 Cardinals, ranked 16th in payroll. I didn't count 1994. I go back to 1993. They were 26th out of 30 teams in payroll. They were 20th out of 26 in 1992, 22nd out of 26 in 1991. The final year of Whitey Herzog in St. Louis, even though he resigned late in the season, the Cardinals in 1990 had the eighth largest payroll out of the 26 teams. So when DeWitt and his partners took over, the first thing they did, was raise the payroll by adding talent. So the Cardinals' payroll in 96 went up by about $8 million. Now, that doesn't sound like anything. It's like, well, so what? At that point, it was a big deal because they went from 16th in payroll to 9th in 1 year. So that payroll in 1996 that Bill DeWitt put in place was right there with what it was at the end of the Whitey Herzog era. Eighth in 1990, ninth in the first year Bill DeWitt. But after incredible success, and I think it's kind of like stupid, petty, if, you know, people somehow want to now convince themselves that this wasn't one of the great eras of Cardinals baseball. Of course it was. And the ballpark was packed all the time, and the fans were very, very happy. And tickets weren't always easy to come by. And you know, from 2000 through 2015, the Cardinals and the Yankees had the most postseason games at home, 2000 through 2015. And the St. Louis Cardinals won more postseason games at home from 2000 through 2015 than any franchise in baseball. And they had a great home record, 38-22 in those years at home in the postseason. So we were all living the life, man. If you love baseball, this team was something to behold and something that was very, very special. And that's what frustrates me. Look, I know they were going to take a hit when, you know, you lose a lot of star power when Albert Pujols retires. He comes back. Last hurrah is wonderful. He retires. You know, Adam Wainwright retires. Yadier Molina retires. And there were other players, but I don't even have time to get into this long list. So they were going to lose some star power. There's no question about it. But it never had to come to this where you've got 10,000 people showing up for a ball game. I mean, it's just, how could they have let this happen? And that's what I'm understanding. The reason why I brought up what Bill DeWitt did in 96 was to show what a radical change he made in the trajectory of Cardinals baseball. You know, it's a situation where he revived a franchise that was becoming duller, 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 and more irrelevant. And it never should have happened that this thing has fallen to such almost incomprehensible depths given the long-term success. So why is it happening? And this has nothing to do with what I talked about last week or whenever that was about here are the reasons why the attendance are down. This is a separate issue. Why did this thing fall apart? Well, they've no particular order. They've wasted too much payroll. They've made some good trades, but they've made too many bad ones. When they go to free agency, they most often settle. Well, they do settle for second or third tier free agents. They stopped excelling at drafting and developing pitchers. As we know, they have too many young hitters with great promise and hype and talent that never reach their full potential here. Until the Cardinals had to give them away basically for pennies on the dollar. Tyler O'Neill, Dylan Carlson. Fans are critical, as we know, you all, many of you all, of ownership's commitment to winning. The baseball operation got stagnant and kind of stale, and the Cardinals fell behind a lot of teams, most teams in the majors, in terms of the changing trends. They didn't adapt. And Bill DeWitt stayed with this front office for too long. Star power faded, which I alluded to. They don't really have a great established superstar in terms of their performance now. It's just not there. There's no compelling reason. I got to take my kid to go see this guy. Maybe Mason Wynn. I mean, Mason Wynn is worth the money, but I digress. And they were going to take a hit after all those retirements. But the entertainment value is low because of the losing, because of the boring play, because of the absence of elite stars. They don't win at home. The Cardinals rank 12th in the National League in home winning percentage since the start of last season. That's another thing that's almost incomprehensible. Bill DeWitt did not bring in strong baseball men from the outside. I'm talking about people, baseball people, who had track records of success and great credibility. They have, you know, in the wake of Tony La Russa, you know, they have hired organizational men. Matheny was pretty good for a while. Schilt was good. Marmol actually got the job at kind of a bad time for him. Because the organization baseball-wise was starting to like really tumble down. But at some point, you got to bring in new leadership, right? You can't keep going down the same path, making the same type of decisions with the same people and getting the same results, except they're worse results, right? They don't get to the postseason anymore, let alone win postseason games. So this never should have happened. And that's my anger. And it's also my sadness. It never should have happened. It didn't have to happen. The product should have never gotten this poor. The man who rebuilt the Cardinals franchise and made it more popular than ever, Bill DeWitt, he just kind of lost that ability or that desire or whatever the reason, right? Can he get it back? Is he going to be ticked off enough to say, I've had it? We're making huge changes. I did it once before. I brought this thing back. It's up to me to bring it back again. I hope he's fired up because this has got to be just absolutely, absolutely embarrassing for Bill DeWitt Jr., who has won so much in St. Louis only to see this thing fall apart through neglect. Sad. That'll do it for today. We'll be back soon on The Bernie Show.